once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. And I have one person back with me that was here a few weeks ago, and she's brought another guest with her, and that is Tanya, I got it right this time, Boffman with the Marion Area Federal Credit Union. And she brought Ken Belk with VFW Post 7201 to talk about the Wall That Heals. It's coming to Marion in July. So welcome back. And
thank you for having us.
And we're glad to have you with us this afternoon. Had to think what time of day it was. So we're going to talk about the Wall That Heals. Where do we begin?
I don't know. First of all, Marion Community Credit Union is proud to be the host sponsor for the Wall That Heals, and it wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for our CEO. I don't know if we shared the last time when we were here, but she had been out to California visiting family, and she got to see the replica up close and personal, and it touched her, and so she made it her mission to bring it here to Marion, Ohio, and a few years later, here it is. So we're geared up, we're ready, we're on countdown. We're very excited.
Okay, well, you mentioned replica. You and I know what you're talking about, but there might be some folks out there that don't know a replica of what.
Oh.
You and I know that.
Yeah.
We might want to tell them that.
I guess I should share that, shouldn't I? We have a 3/4 scale replica of the Wall That Heals. This is an exact replica, just 3/4 scale, of what you would see in Washington, D.C., and it honors our Vietnam veterans.
Okay, and that's coming to Marion. What's that date? That's
July 18th through the 21st. Okay. It's open 24 hours the whole time that's here. So our opening ceremony will be Thursday morning at 10:30, and closing ceremony will be Sunday at 2:30. So anytime between there, you can come out morning, afternoon, evening, midnight. I don't care. Come out, see us. We'll be there.
Okay, and this is miniaturized version of the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., of course. What can we expect to see on that wall and around the wall?
Well, what we'll see around the wall, you're going to see the names, 58,276 names on the wall.
Wow.
3,059 of those were from Ohio. Mm-hmm. And 29 of those were from Marion County. 26 from Marion County.
And these are folks that gave their life in Vietnam.
Right. These 26 veterans, they enlisted into the armed forces in Marion County.
Okay.
That's why I'm going to say, well, so-and-so is also Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Their family may have lived here. He or she may have been born in Marion County, but maybe moved to McCook, Nebraska to live.
Okay.
And grew up, became of age, joined the service in McCook, Nebraska. So they are a veteran of McCook, Nebraska. If they happened to have lost their life, they would be part of that era or that county and state. And any idea what the average age of a Vietnam veteran?
Well, I actually just cheated and looked, but please tell us.
Okay.
22 years, 9 months.
22 years, 9 months.
That's young.
That is young. And there's a lot of us. We went in at the age of 17 into the service, and there's probably on some literature. Maybe the youngest one? What was that, Tanya, the youngest one?
15 years of age is the youngest service member on the wall.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but
that is, did he just?
No, 15 is really young.
Yeah, we don't, I mean, don't you have to be 8? Was it 18 at that time or 21 to enlist?
I got caught at 16 trying to go in.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
The recruiter, Dick Flavel, Buddy and I, we skipped school, was on join.
Okay.
Because we knew by joining early and then graduating from high school, you can make rate faster. We had it all worked out.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
He scooted us back into school. When we turned 17, we waited a couple, 3-4 months, and then skipped school, joined, went down to Columbus, took our physical, came back home, told our parents they had to sign off on a whole bunch of paper since we were under the age of 18.
Okay. It was 18 at that time.
At that time, yes.
Okay.
And somebody slipped through.
What?
Somebody slipped through.
I have a feeling there were a lot of somebodies. There was, that we don't
right.
Really,
it,
I don't know how they did that.
It depends. You know, there are some men and women look a little older than their age.
Right.
And they can go through and
we don't have they didn't have all the computer stuff we have now.
That's right. And I'm doing a funeral here first part of next month. The individual was 3 years older. Then he increased his age by 3 to get in the service.
Oh, I see.
And so we're doing it. So the family had to figure, wait a second. He was only 40, or you know, took 3 years off. And,
okay.
So they got in. That's how the 15 year old, and that individual was of the Vietnam era that we're doing the funeral for.
Well. So you are a veteran of
the Vietnam era, yes.
I've heard Vietnam and Vietnam. I always say Nam, so I don't know which is which.
Vietnam.
Is. When you listen
potato,
to Dan
potato,
Rather, it was Nam or Walter Cronkite, I guess, at that time. Let me ask you a question. Did you feel that you were well-respected when you came back here, or did you feel that you didn't get
this is the first welcome I've had when I was home. It was just like, oh, you're one of those people that was involved with the baby killer, where you were boots on ground or not. You were in the Vietnam era, and Cold War was going on at the same time.
Certainly.
And you got tagged.
Yeah.
But I was very fortunate to have a good company to pick me up when I got out of the service.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be doing the day things I've been doing if it wasn't for the military and the company I went to work for when I got out.
Yeah, unfortunately, there were people that were, of course, against, didn't think we should be there.
Oh, yeah.
But still, you went over there to serve your country, to protect our freedom, and you deserve a round of applause and more.
A lot of guys went over because my squadron I was with, we were training Vietnamese and Cambodian and Thai pilots to fly.
Okay.
And then my squadron went on across, and then I moved on over to the jet training.
Okay.
For American pilots and top end Vietnamese Cambodian pilots to fly jets, and it was I lost a buddy over there.
Okay.
And he hangs on the wall out at the credit union.
Does he? Okay. I've never really talked to a Vietnam veteran before, so I'm going to ask questions that are in my mind, and then we'll get back to what's at hand here, but. Was it always hot and humid there, or?
Well, I did not have boots on ground there. My squadron
that's
I
right,
was
you
attached
told me that,
to.
Told us that, yes.
And but the yes is what my friends, comrades tell me.
Yeah, I guess there was a lot.
It was a jungle environment.
Right, and there was a lot of what they call a foot rot and so on because never got your boots dried out.
Right, it's the same as the World War I, World War II veterans.
Right.
You lived. In the environment, you didn't go home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly.
And second shift went in.
And you had to be alert at all times. I mean, you couldn't let your guard down.
Right.
I mean, probably didn't get a lot of opportunity to sleep.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, again, thank you for your service. And the others that are listening out there, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I have never been in the service, but I most certainly appreciate what all of you have done, men and women. Thank you so much. Okay, back to the wall that heals. I see that it's visited 600 cities so far. Is that right?
Over 600 cities so far. I'd like to just tag in onto the conversation that the two of you had. You had asked if they felt like they were welcome. And the credit union, Marion Community Credit Union, is really trying to let them know that they are thanked. And one of the things that we are doing is we have a pinning ceremony, and that's near and dear to my heart. That's going to be Saturday, the 20th, July 20th. going to be out to River Valley, and we have a time frame dedicated specifically for them being able to be pinned, and that's going to be at 4:30 in the afternoon. So if they are a Vietnam veteran, we encourage them to come out, and we are going to have a pinning ceremony. We've got a gentleman by the name of Ken Rossbert and his brother Don. They're going to come down. They're going to hold that with us, and we got to learn what that pinning ceremony looks like, and because Ken is a Vietnam veteran, we were able to have a little bit of a private ceremony for him. And if we got a minute, I'd like for him to share what that entailed for him and kind of what the pin means.
Please do. Please do.
They took me by surprise. Didn't know. I didn't have it in my notes that there was a meeting going on. I think Tanya, they deliberately set it up that I wasn't going to be prepared for anything. I says, okay, where are we headed for? He says, we're right here. We got the meeting. We're having the... And so...
You're okay. There's something loose in my headphone. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I heard it. It was either my brain or the headphone. I wasn't sure.
And the pinning ceremony is quite moving. It is not something that you sit there and you applaud and rah-rah. It is very solemn. It's a service that's being rendered. It's a thank you. And the purpose is to recognize and thank and honor the United States military veteran who served during the Vietnam War, who served in the service during the Vietnam War era.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the eligibility requirements, you served on active duty in the United States Armed Forces at any time during the period of November 1st, 1955. Wait a second, you didn't hear Vietnam until the 60s.
Right.
There's Cambodia and other things like that was already going on.
Okay.
And tell you a story, 1964, I was stationed over in 64, 65, Meridian, Mississippi. A buddy of mine and he was transferred to Pensacola.
Okay.
For an appendectomy. So I was going to bring him down some civvies and I was going to bring him home. He told me, don't even bother coming down here. What's here, you don't want to see. They were all, men and women were already coming in from Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand.
This was 65?
In 1965.
65, okay.
And it's the period between 1955 and 15 May 1975. Regardless of location, or eligible to receive one lapel pin.
Mm-hmm.
And that lapel pin is really something. At the time you're getting the lapel pin, the presentation is going to be presented in a dignified manner. It's just not like here, here, and here.
Right.
You are physically going to be pinned. And it will be by a Marine Corps gentleman. And there'll be one of the pinnings.
Right.
I may be part of the pinning ceremony. Depends. Everybody's got a role.
Mm-hmm.
That's taking place. During the public event, then the commemorative partners accompanying remarks will reflect on the nation's thanks for their service. Then we go into the symbolism of every item, every design, piece of artwork that's on the pin. It's just like, for somebody to relate back to it, let's take a dollar bill and go through all the information that is seen and then has to be seen under a magnifying glass to really see it.
Okay.
And if you haven't been to a pinning ceremony, you want to be there because we don't want to spoil what each of the things are on the pin and what they symbolize. We want you to come and see. But
right.
Each piece has a magnificent respect back to that person and what they've done.
And the message that it wants to imply is a grateful nation thanks and honors you. And then you'll come for the rest of the story.
Thank you, Paul Harvey.
No. But serious, I'm going to go in detail.
I'm going to do my best to be there. I think this
right.
is the honor that's been due you
Long
folks.
Overdue.
Right.
Yes.
And this was the recipient of the lapel pin will receive a document. This document, what I was reading a little bit off of, It's a two-sided document on parchment paper, and the backside is the a proclamation by President Obama at the time.
Okay.
And that's all that you need to come and see it. I could read it.
No.
And it's, it is not. And, you right. need to come.
Now, whet their appetite.
Right.
Right.
You need to come after ceremony, maybe Memorial Day, Veterans Day that's coming up. We may come on the station and read what that proclamation is.
You know what? I think that would be very appropriate. I would love to do that.
And, but it
come
is,
and meet those faces, because right. that's the time when you're going to see right. most of the Vietnam veterans. You're going to be able to put a face with what they've done for you. That's your opportunity to thank them personally.
Certainly. Yes, like we've said several times already, it's overdue, and very, you're very much appreciated. There some other interesting facts. There were 31 sets of brothers on the wall,
mm-hmm.
and 3 sets of fathers and sons on the wall as well. Something that I found unusual, of course, it was a different era. There are only 8 women's names on the wall, but women weren't out there in the battle. They were probably
right.
nursing, things like that.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah. What was the women's role
women's
at that time?
They could have been a combat nurse or... and behind the lines and come mm-hmm. down.
Okay.
And they could have been affected by the Agent Orange.
Oh, yes.
That could be part of that. So.
That's another thing that we have coming with us is, help me out.
Okay.
Marianne. What group is she with?
Wait, Marianne. Oh. Okay, keep talking.
On our flight. We have
Margie.
I'm sorry, Margie.
Okay. Margie, yes.
Margie and John are going to be there at certain times during the wall. And she's explained to me that because of Agent Orange, they're seeing more of our Vietnam veterans. So they're actually going to do some honor flights to honor our Vietnam veterans. So this is kind of like an all-inclusive type event.
So the honor flights will be a part of this event here in Marion,
yes.
Ohio.
We won't actually have an honor flight. They'll be scheduling people.
Oh, okay, okay.
But that'll be an opportunity
okay.
for our Vietnam veterans to go up, see them. They won't be there 24 hours a day, unfortunately. They can't do that with us. But hopefully they'll have a sign or something posted at their table so that you can go and get signed up for that. We've just got a lot of great things. Our community's really coming together. Last time Daniel and I was here, were we able to tell you about any of the ceremonies and some of the special things that we have planned?
You told some.
We told some?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell away.
Okay. Well, Thursday, one of the special things, we have dignitaries coming to each one of them. For that particular one, we do have a Brigadier General who will be with us. We have the Riderless Horseman that will be as part of that ceremony. On Saturday, we are excited. We were able to partner with Wings and Wheels.
Oh, okay.
And there's going to be a flyover. We're okay. not quite sure exactly what that flyover is going to be. It's either going to be a Starburst or the Missing Man formation.
Yeah.
It'll be one or the other.
That's so cool, yeah.
Both of those things are to signify for those that we've lost. Yeah. At the remembrance ceremony on Saturday, we will have a little placard markers that will mm-hmm. have a picture of each one of our 26 that we've lost. Those who are interested, we've got hats for sale at the credit union that has the Ohio symbol, and it has a heart with 26 on one side, mm-hmm. and it has the Vietnam logo and the Vietnam wall, the logo and the dates, and a flag on the other side.
Right.
So that'll be a nice little piece of memorabilia.
Yeah. Yeah. There will be no hardware, no items sold.
Mm-mm.
I was just going to mention that.
Right. It is it's almost like...
It's a ceremony. It's a service.
Right.
It's not a sideshow.
No.
That's exactly right. It's not, hurry, step right up here and get your
exactly.
shirt and your ball cap. Come
exactly.
see the wall. Nothing like that at all.
And
this is, if you can... purchase your shirts and hats at the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we can talk more about what's going on during the event, but there's some work to be done ahead of time. You want to talk some about the volunteer opportunities that are open?
We have, we're doing really well with volunteers. I'm really happy to say that. But if we have individuals who would like to come out and help us build the wall, we still have some volunteer spots open for July 17th. The 18th through the 21st, if you wanted to come out and help at the wall, help individuals find names on the wall, you'll be trained. And those who are volunteers get to come out on Wednesday evening and be trained and be one of the first ones to see the wall. So you'll get your own private showing. So if you are an ambassador, that's a perk to helping out with the wall. You'll have that special time to be able to ask your own personal questions and learn things, and you get to see the wall first.
Okay.
So that's a perk to be in there and helping us, and our way of saying thank you to them. One of the areas that we are still kind of light in is later in the evenings and overnights, of course. So like anything between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. the next morning.
Kind of a host or docent that, that takes people, you know, helps them to understand what's going on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you'll go through the education center, and you'll be able to take somebody to the wall and help them find that name. And basically you're just there to greet, have a warm, welcoming face.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're need some assistance, we have a transportation vehicle, an electric golf cart, not a gas powered, an electric golf cart, seatbelt equipped.
Okay.
That will move you from the parking lot to drop you off near the wall.
Okay.
And then take you back.
And that's thanks to one of our community partners sponsoring that, and that's Bear's Restaurant.
Excuse me. A question that brings up now, is it going to be easily accessible to folks with wheelchairs?
We are doing our best to make it easily accessible.
Okay.
And that was part of why we got the golf cart.
Right.
If it's not to where we can wheel them up, we can at least get them loaded onto the golf cart. And like he said, it will take them right down in front of the wall if need be.
All right.
We'll make it as accessible to them as what we can. It's outdoor. It's an outdoor event. We're limited to what the weather will be like.
And, sure.
You know, if it's downpouring, then, yeah, we're not going to have that capability for the golf cart. But we're going to do our best.
It's. I don't think we mentioned it yet, but it's at River Valley High School.
Correct. River Valley High School.
It's going to be open, like you said, 24 hours, and we do need more volunteers. Mostly in the nighttime hours, it sounds
Mostly in the nighttime hours.
Daytime hours are probably getting filled up if they aren't.
Right.
It's probably more popular to come in the daytime than to stay up all night.
But we appreciate those volunteers who have stepped up and are helping us throughout the evening hours. We appreciate all of our volunteers, no matter what time you're there. We appreciate everybody.
Certainly. Well, you know, I also work at Marka for my real job, and we're volunteering, I think, to put some bags together with things in them or something.
Yes.
So we'll be doing that.
You just finished putting together some beads with some reminders of when the wall will be here. We're going to be handing those out at the fair.
Okay.
For Senior Day, so we really appreciate that. Miss Nikki has graciously volunteered some individuals to help us. Ken, you want to talk about that star? And we had a ladies auxiliary group from Waldo.
Mm-hmm.
They've put together the lead on that auxiliary group. She's had surgery here, so she needed a little bit of help putting this together. She's her goal was $1,500,
and she's working approaching the $1,500 mark. There's the agency that's helping stuff. I'm drawing a blank on AD.
Markup?
MRDD.
MRDD.
Okay.
Is what we're talking about is American Legion Post 605,
okay,
Waldo, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Judy took this project on. The star that's on the tattered flag that's being retired, she is cutting out the star. It's a star. What shape is a star in?
Five pointed, a star shape.
So it's a pentagon.
Oh, pentagon. Okay.
A pentagon.
Yes.
Same shape as the pentagon.
Sure.
9/11. That with the saying, "I am tattered. I have flown, and I'm tired. but carry me with you. I'll always be with you. A little saying that is, and they're putting the star and this card in that you can, it's read. It's not real super fine print. It's on a business card size, and it'll move you. What it is, and it's something that you carry in your pockets in a little Ziploc bag that's kind of pretty sturdy, that it will hold up. It's kind of like carrying a lucky coin or some little memento of somebody.
Put it on your wall.
You could get a small little picture frame about the size of like the logo here at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Put the star and that little reading right inside the frame and have it setting on the mantle.
This is just one little way to say thank you to all of our veterans, not just our Vietnam veterans. This will be something that we can give to any and all veterans that will be present. We'll give out so many each day. We also have Primrose, who is making some ribbons with a pin that will be given to veterans, and it just doesn't have to be a Vietnam veteran. So this program is for our Vietnam veterans, but we want to be all-inclusive and thank all of our veterans for all of their sacrifices that they've done for us, and we just want to say thank you to all. So we've got some special things each day planned for everybody.
And if you care to come out in the evening, if like the evenings here have been lately, it's nice. If you come out around 9 o'clock at dusk, which is 9:15, at that time on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, around 9:15, taps will be played, a bagpiper will be played. We'll play three bagpipers, one each night, 18th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I'm going to guess that Mark Milroy is one of those bagpipers. Do you know who they are?
I do not know Mark Milroy. This gentleman that we have spoke to, he actually came to us. His name is Marion Owens.
He has two
other gentlemen that is going to help him with that. And then the three of them will play the bagpipes at the end of the closing ceremony.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Another ceremony that we've got, it's kind of new. I know we haven't got to talk to you about it, is our sunrise field service that we're going to have. And we want to invite you out for that. That's Sunday morning. We realize that some of our volunteers might have to miss church to be out there to help with this. So we're including a sunrise field service. And you're like, sunrise field service, what is that? So we have a chaplain. He's a retired chaplain. He's going to come out and because it is outside, a lot of the military folks, they just gather around and they have a quick service, and theirs is called a field service. So we wanted to be to kind of combine both names so that those who don't know what a field service is, it's kind of like a sunrise service. And for those of us that aren't military based, you're coming to a sunrise service. Those of you that are military based, you're coming to a field service. All right. Do you want to elaborate any more on that?
That is pretty much it. If it's just like a group of soldiers getting together, the chaplain is coming through. It's kind of watching on MASH. If you watch MASH unit, you know, Father McCullough or the priest, he'll be they may be in the operating room, and then we'll have a field service here. It could be anywhere. A group of men, you know, there could have been in a foxhole. Mm-hmm. And it's been a quiet time, and there it is.
Now, there are some activities for the children as well, I understand.
Yes. We're excited about that. We've got two different days that we're having youth things. We have youth guided tours on Friday, and that starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll run until 11. And we can take about 100 youth per hour on Friday. And this we've kind of dedicated to our Boy Scouts and our Girl Scouts and camp groups so that, you know, groups of children can come through. We have to limit to 100. So if it's something that you want to bring your youth out to, just give us a call at the credit union. We'll get them scheduled. But then we also realize not everybody has a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout or somebody in camp.
Mm-hmm.
So on Saturday morning, we've dedicated that as Youth Family Day.
Okay.
On Youth Family Day, we're not going to be able to take groups of kids through and do the guided tour with them. But we have an honor craft for them. And what we've done is we will have pictures of our 26 hometown heroes. And they will be mounting those on some clay.
Ceramic tile.
Mm-hmm. And those will be on display. at the Historical Center afterwards. Oh, so we're really excited about that.
Wonderful.
Along with the other, the pictures?
Those will be on the ceramic tiles.
Right.
Are you talking about the Hometown Heroes that will be at the Women's Club home?
Yeah, the Women's Club home. Okay. Yes.
The Women's Club home also will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I believe their hours that they'll be open is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you'll be able to see pictures of the 26 Hometown Heroes. You'll be able to read some articles that was in the newspaper, kind of get a little bit of a backstory on each one. Maybe they were in band. Maybe they were a football player. You'll kind of get to learn just a little bit more. And you'll see a picture of an etching off from the wall that will be displayed with all of those. So we're hoping everybody will come out and honor those Hometown Heroes. I understand there will be a little bit of light refreshments during that time. So come to that. The library is also partnered with us. And you want to talk about what's going on at the library on Thursday evening?
Thursday evening at the library will be a representative from the wall. The people bringing the wall in will be there, and maybe an ambassador may be there with them. And they're going to talk to the families and children and answer questions about the wall. Those who can't make it out in that evening, or they want a little more heads up so they can go home and talk to their family about, hey, Mom, Dad, can we go and see the wall? And
one-on-one time to be able to ask some questions and firsthand learning.
Right. And they also, the educational truck is 53 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have an educational program for K through 12. And that's something that looking into to bring into working with one of the schools for like maybe first K through 6.
Okay.
So what is the wall? You know, the young men and women in that age group are like sponges. You know, they're hearing things for the first time, and they'll soak it up. Hopefully they'll go home and talk to their mom and dad and their older siblings and say, well, I got to do this and hear about this. Hopefully that'll grow the program, saying, oh, we have a middle school program we can offer. We also have a high school program that we can offer on the educational.
Did we mention that Mr. Ken is a retired school teacher?
No, you didn't mention that, but I can see.
So this is near and dear to his heart.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Also, while they're there at River Valley, we should probably mention that Chuck Von Voris has his own Vietnam articles it's going to be in the
cafeteria. And it'll be more equipment, you know, more display items for the Vietnam era than what was that 584 American Legion Post 584 here a few weeks ago.
There's uniforms, there's bomb memorabilia. It's amazing.
One thing we haven't talked about yet is the Gold Star bike.
You want to talk about
that? Gold Star bike. Mm. That's there.
Yeah, that was dedicated to the mothers.
Oh, the...
It's a soft tail.
Whatever that means. I'm not sure what that means.
I'm not sure either. I'm learning lots of things about motorcycles here recently. I'm sorry, I don't have the information on that. I do remember it was dedicated to the Vietnam mothers.
Right, and it just the Gold Star. It's donated by the Vietnam Veterans Foundation by the American Gold Star Mothers in 2012. The bike is a soft tail. It's a custom Harley, and it pays tribute to the mothers who lost their sons in the Vietnam War. And you really have to see it I can give you a little verbiage on it, and it's kind of like watching one of those TV shows where they build a custom bike. You have to see the story behind.
Oh.
Why was the soft tail picked? The colors, the shape of the tank, the other items. Why is this chrome plate? Why are these colors in this position?
Mm-hmm.
And the handlebars. Everything, you know, what was going to be unique to that era of what it means something for the bike, means something for the Gold Star mothers.
Okay. We had touched a little bit earlier on you could help people to find the name of a loved one on the wall. There are going to be digital kiosks which allows visitors to search for names using the VVMF's online wall of faces, and two paper directories allow for names to be found alphabetically. So it'll be fairly easy to find a name.
Well, it'll be fairly easy, but we'll take my buddy,
okay,
classmate. He went by Joey Vame.
Okay.
And when I first saw a wall years back, I looked for Joey.
Mm-hmm.
There was no Joey on the wall.
Joseph?
There was a Joseph, but still not a Joey. You need to give a name. Charles Joseph Vame,
Junior.
You went by his middle name.
Okay.
You,
and some people do
that.
Yeah,
we grew up together. We were in the cadets together and everything, and Joey's kind of special to me. And
all right.
Okay.
Let's see, what else can we touch on here? Names, a little information on the wall itself. Names are arranged in order of date of casualty and alphabetically on each day, beginning at the center with panel 1E under 1959, down panel 1E, then moving right towards 70E, then 70 West, East and West, I presume, towards the center, and ending above the 1975 on 1 West. I presume E means East and W means West, is
yes.
That correct? The first and last casualties are side by side at the apex of the memorial.
Also, this memorial that's coming in is 3/4 scale, and it is by the same company that has the wall in Washington, D.C. This is by, and this is why everything is, we have to dot our I's and cross our T's. There's certain requirements that has to be met.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even like as the location and accessibility, we have a stage. We just can't move the stage in and set for doing things. Everything, we like to put it here. We go back to Washington, D.C. This is where we like to put the stage. They sent us a GPS coordinate map overlaying the angle and the position of where to mount the wall. You figure, well, I'll just nicely picture frame it. The wall is positioned that the goalposts that's on the practice football field does not become a distraction while the wall is in place.
Okay.
And you look at it, it says, well, it's not sitting, it's not square. It's cocked. It's at an angle for the best viewing.
It says here it's chevron shaped.
It's the chevron shape. The chevron shape is just like what you see right here. It's the chevron,
okay.
And just like the stripes that the Army would have, those are chevrons, and that you have it would have on your sleeve or your rate.
It's made out of Avenant.
You guys keep beating me. Go right ahead.
Oh,
no.
Sorry. It's made out of
it's
Avenite.
Just we're thinking alike.
There's 144 panels that make up the chevron shape, and you need to be able to team lift 80 pounds. So if you're coming out to help us volunteer to put this together, we need some bodybuilders. But no, seriously, we need a couple people who can team lift together 80 pounds, and we'll get it put together.
Right. And have the proper footwear on. You don't come wearing flip-flops to work.
Right, right, exactly.
And
some people probably will.
Right.
I will almost get a bet on that.
And one of the things that you may find strange, if this shirt that I'm wearing right now was black and I was not part of the staff, the staff is the people, the drivers, that brings the wall in, I would be asked, you mind having a different shirt on?
Okay.
Because when the wall is going up and questions during the week, I don't know the answer. That black shirt, the guy with the black shirt or the lady with the black shirt, that's the go-to person.
Okay, that makes sense.
And
but it'll be easy to find our ambassadors. They'll be wearing lanyards. I'm pretty sure that they're going to have flags on the lanyards.
Okay.
And they're going to say volunteer on it. So it'll be easy to find somebody. If you have a question while you're there, need help finding a name, or just need somebody to just talk to, because this is a moving experience, and some people might just need somebody to just lend an ear. And that's what our ambassadors are there for, to give that smiling face, give that reassurance. Maybe some people don't want to walk up to the wall alone. That's what that person's there for, is to give that moral support.
Certainly. I was going to ask you another question. Left my mind. It had to do with volunteering. Oh, if people want to volunteer, you may have touched on this earlier. Do they need to contact the credit union?
Yes.
Is that how they're doing that?
Yeah, give us a call at the credit union, or you can give me a call on my work cell phone. It's 740-262-4933. And you'll reach me. My name's Tanya. Again, that phone number, in case you didn't have pen and paper ready, is 740-262-4933. Or you can stop into the Barks Road branch, Marion Community Credit Union. I sit just inside the front door. And stop over at the desk and say, hey, I'd like to volunteer. What time frames do you have for me? And I'll pull out the list, and you can pick what you'd like to do.
Okay, that's wonderful. Let's see. We have about another 5 minutes. Let's see what else we can talk about here. You had mentioned that the wall is constructed of avenite, a synthetic granite. Machine engravings of the more than 58,000 names along there, with modern LED lighting, provide readability of the wall day and night.
The lighting, that, if we have a little 2.5 minute video that we show when we go to different businesses, the seeing at night is all, to me, would be a must.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you got daylight, sorry, but when you have the eyebrow or the sitting over the top of the wall shining down, and you see the shadow thrown, it's very moving. It's humbling. It's just
well, one of the things I'd like to invite everybody out, we've talked a lot about the wall, but I want to talk about when it's coming. We have an escort coming to town with the wall, and we'd like to have everybody come out and see it as it's coming through. It'll be escorted by motorcycles. There'll be some motorcycles in front. You'll see the tractor trailer that'll be bringing the wall, and there'll be more motorcycles in back. But places that we'd like for you to stop out at, so we can get some good video, and maybe bring a sign that says thank you to our military, thank you.
Or a flag.
Yeah, wear a flag, wave a flag. We'd like to see you at the towers, the Veterans Park, out to the Barks Road Branch, Marion Community Credit Union, over on the campus, OSU campus, mm-hmm. Out along 95, where Osborne Accounting and things like that, yes. Out that way, headed out toward River Valley. Just stop on out, see that come through. It should be coming through about 4:30, 5 o'clock, somewhere around there, because we'll be traveling about 45 miles an hour. We're coming from Route 30 Harley-Davidson up in Upper Sandusky.
Okay.
So we'll be traveling about 45 miles an hour. So it's kind of hard to gauge exactly when we're going to come through town. But if you've got nothing to do, come on out and welcome the wall.
And that'll be on Tuesday?
That'll be Tuesday.
Okay, and that is 16th?
The 16th, yes.
16th. At the Veterans Park.
Across from Harding Memorial.
Across from the Harding Memorial. If the ladder trucks are available, they'll be setting, making an arch.
Yeah.
And a 40-foot flag will be that the procession, not the parade, the procession will pass under on the way to Barks Road. The procession will slow down coming past the credit union. That allows them to make the turn, and they will have the honor guard will be present. The flags that the people of Marion that came into this business when we were looking at buying parade flags, those flags will be present. We'll have a couple rifles with that at a salute position for the procession coming by. And it's a nice place together, nice and open. And just picture it coming down the hill, topping off, coming up where the Family Vision, and coming down that hill past. It's there's sidewalks to stand on, and clear across the care facility. It's just right across the street from the credit union, the Marion Credit Union. And then on out past the YMCA. And
it's going to be a grand procession. Yeah. Well, there's another place you could be, the Y parking lot out there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'd probably be
plenty of
space
parking,
to
lots
do that.
Of places.
Right.
Okay.
Primrose are bringing their residents that are able to bring it out to the end of the road for the procession.
Kingston's going to be out to the accounting firm, Osborne Accounting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Sounds like quite a procession that day. Okay, we've got a little over a minute left. Why don't we go through the information such as the date, contact information if you want to help, things like that one more time.
Okay, so the wall will be at River Valley High School. The address for that is 4280 Marion Mount Gilead Road. When you're putting that in your GPS, you're going to want to include Caledonia. It will be Thursday, July 18th through Sunday, July 21st. Closing ceremony will be at 2:30. Opening ceremony will be Thursday at 10:30. And it's 24 hours around the clock.
Okay. Well, thank you both for being here. We are about out of time. So thanks for listening to The Mike Wilson Show on WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.